Thank you for helping us make Budget again last year. Thanks to your support, Lutheran Public Radio has been independent and in the black for almost 4 years. You've heard us say, now only our listeners can cancel us, and we mean it. Thanks for listening, thanks for your prayers, thanks for your financial support, and we're looking forward to partnering with you again in 2012. Christ-centered, cross-focused talk radio for the world, issues, etc., and sacred music for the world, LutheranPublicRadio.org. All right, it is time for Jeff and I to pick our Issues Etc. blogs of the week. If you would like us to read your blog, all you got to do is go to our website, issuesetc.org, get the Issues Etc. widget on the support page. It's right down at the bottom. But send us an email, please, with a link to your blog so that we know where it is and where we can find it. Talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll start reading it among the many blogs that we do read, and maybe we'll pick yours as Issues Etc. blog of the week.
I think the appropriate verb is to announce the Issues Etc. blog of the week, at least this week. We're not picking it at the last minute. We both have ours.
Which is very rare.
That's right.
Very, very rare.
Jeff will pick it today.
Yeah. Jeff will pick his more often than not. He picks his in advance, and then I pick mine during listener email. And then, which means I'm doing it during the show, to be honest with you. But we both actually went into the show. I mean, the show opened. We both had a blog picked.
So. No, actually, I just picked mine.
Oh, all right.
Well, I had one earlier, but I picked a better one, I thought.
Which one?
I picked this week is Pastor Greg Alms' blog, Incarnatus Est. It's a blog post titled, If You've Got It All Together, You Don't Need to Go. I remember, you know, you go to those parties on Saturday night, and people would say about 8 on Sunday morning, whoa, I have to go. I got to get to church. People would say, why do you want to go to church? All those hypocrites. And I say, look, why do I want to stay here with all you hypocrites? I never knew why going to church made you a hypocrite. They'd say, because you go to church and you're all holy, holy, holy for 2 or 3 hours, and then you go home and sin. I'd say, exactly. For 2 or 3 hours, you're doing pretty good. Maybe the problem isn't that you go to church. Maybe the problem is that you go home. I never understood why going to church made you a hypocrite either, because nobody goes to church because they're perfect. If you've got it all together, you don't need to go. You can go jogging with all the other perfect people on Sunday morning. Every time you go to church, you're confessing again to yourself, to your family, to the people you pass on the way there, to the people who will greet you there, that you don't have it all together, and that you need their support. You need their direction. You need some accountability. You need some help. My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week, Incarnatus Est.
That's a great pick, by the way. I love that. Greg Alms, what a thinker. Mine comes from Dr. Gene Edward Veith. Now, he had recently blogged about the LCMS before the Supreme Court, and then he updated it with we should talk about this at some point, the Supreme Court unanimously ruling in favor of a Lutheran school in upholding religious liberty. And he said he had some questions about the case. I do, too. And I recommend, he has a great, simple explanation of what the case was about. And that's hard to find, and a lot of people just aren't equipped to go and read through the entire decision itself. And while I am glad that when presented with this case, the Supreme Court did vote unanimously to protect religious freedom, I do have some concerns. First of all, I think this case really highlights the need for a real way of resolving disputes in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, not this labyrinth of process that is frankly controlled by men who have financial stake in keeping congregations happy, and which sometimes seems designed to wear people out. Second, I think this case strengthens our position under religious freedom, but I think sadly it weakens the position of every pastor and professional church worker as church employees, especially those who may have been or may be unbiblically removed without cause. Third, I am concerned that when threatened with legal action, the church would be unwilling to admit any fault or maybe even make reparation or restitution, rather hide from its legal responsibility if it has it behind the veil of religious liberty. That's not becoming of the church. Fourth, I do fear that this case unintentionally sends a message to future and current church workers, which is basically come and serve the church, by the way, for very little pay, but whatever you do, don't get sick, don't get disabled. There was a time, by the way, in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod when a disabled church worker was supposed to be afforded special care by his or her congregation. I am the father, by the way, of a child with a disability, and I would hope that my church body would welcome him into church work, not discourage him from entering into it. And finally, the last thing that the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod should be doing right now is patting itself on the back. Why? Because despite the religious freedom gain here, and there has been one, on the other end of this court case is a real woman, a Christian sister, a neighbor, a Lutheran school teacher with a disability. Now, you might say, well, she started it. She's the one who got us into court in the first place. And to that I say, I don't care who started it. When the church gets involved in it, the church is better than simply lawyering up. Find a way to settle it. Find a way to keep it out of the courts, right? Isn't that what St. Paul says? The bigger issue, the greater goal of religious freedom, as important as it may be, and it is, should never blind us to the needs of our neighbor, even if our neighbor is trying to sue us. When we come back, it's hour two of Issues Etc. We're going to spend the first part of that hour with Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, talking about a letter that he has signed, an open letter from religious leaders to the entire American nation about natural marriage and religious freedom. Also, we'll talk with him about the plague of malaria. Molly Ziegler-Hemingway will join us to talk about media coverage of Tim Tebow, and then we'll play Issues Etc., soundbite of the week.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.